علي حبه جنة وسيم النار والجنة وسي المصطفى حقا إمام الناس والجنة.
The Gate of Knowledge. Exegesis and interpretations of the supremely eloquent sermons, letters, and sayings of the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him.
You're listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio with Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. Dear listeners to IRIB English Radio, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I welcome you all to this episode of The Gate of Knowledge, where we are discussing about the topic of the Charter of Islamic Governance based on the teachings of Imam, Imam Ali alayhi salam in Nahjul Balagha. We are focusing currently on the 16th sermon, and the reason being that is that we want to discuss on the idea of the truth and the falsehood, because in any form of governance, it's very important for the people to be able to recognize the truth and falsehood. Why do we say so? It's because when the government, which is the true government, is trying to push certain policies in a direction that is beneficial for the community, or is trying to stop the community from going towards a wrong direction, many times you'll find people who oppose these movements. And we need to realize that those people who oppose these movements, are they in the right track or not? Are they sincere in their opposition, or are they just, following their whims and desires? That thing that is really going to help a person in this era is to have an understanding of what is truth and falsehood. Once that understanding is there, then a person will realize whether that system is pushing him towards the right direction, or is the system pushing them towards the wrong direction. Whether that be, wherever that be in the world, in whichever government you stay in, you need to have this discernment of what is right and what is wrong to be able to make the right decisions at the right time and stick to them till the last breath, and be able to defend those values when required, as required. Today we are going to discuss about the fact that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has intrinsically placed this understanding of truth and falsehood within our existence.
You are listening to the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio, a program that presents a detailed commentary of Peak of Eloquence from the Master of the Faithful, Imam Ali, peace be upon him.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. We as human beings, we always come across areas where there's a two-way, the way of truth or the way of falsehood. Either that way is the path of piety, or that path is not the path of piety. In different spheres of our lives, and you can count that in your life, you can see sometimes you're offered a job, but that job entails that you need to do something that is prohibited, but you're going to get well paid. That job means that you will need to oppress someone, but the pay is good. Are you going to take that job, or are you going to avoid that? Okay. Many things happen in a person's life. Sometimes some things are very simple, like looking at haram. A person has an opportunity to look at someone who is not wearing properly, who is not dressed properly, but doesn't look. Speaking, speaking the truth and not speaking lies. All of these are there that happen in our day-to-day life. Sometimes these things are complicated. They are more intricate. Sometimes they are simple. And a person is tested in this way until he takes the right steps. And finally, inshallah, be able to meet Allah in the state of purity. So this is always there. If a person says that, no, there is a middle path, not a truth, not whether it is not a true path nor a false path, it's a middle path, and tries to look for that, then he's just fooling himself, because there is no middle path between truth and falsehood. There is no middle path. There is truth, and what is not truth is all falsehood. You see? It's not like there's a middle path between truth and falsehood. So a person needs to also understand that. He shouldn't fool himself. And that's why Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Haqqun wa batil, in this sermon. There is truth and there is falsehood. There is no third thing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in the Holy Quran says, Alam naj'alhu aynayn wa lisanan wa shafatayn wa hadaynahu najdayn. That hasn't Allah kept for you two eyes and a tongue and two lips, I mean the upper and the lower lip, you see? Hasn't Allah done that? That means Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَهَدَيْنَاهُ النَّجْدَيْنِ. He has shown you those two paths. I've given you the tongue that you can speak the truth or you can speak the falsehood. I've given you the ability to see the truth and to avoid the falsehood. That's why Imam Ali al-Salam says, حَقٌّ وَبَاطِلٌ. O people who are students of Imam Ali alayhi salam, you see in front of you there is a whole, you know, there is a whole inheritance of falsehood in front of you, of mistakes and everything. How do you avoid that wrong thing that people have been doing till now? And you have seen also on the other side there is so much good that you need to follow.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to IRIB English Radio. Imam Ali alayhi salam tells us that we have been given by Allah that understanding to know what is true and what is falsehood to a certain degree. The basics, the important, rudimentary understanding of truth and falsehood is there within us intrinsically, and our intellect is there to guide us to higher sources of understanding this truth and falsehood, which is a whole epistemological discussion in its own place. But the basics are there within us, and that is why we are encouraged to try and understand and discern between them. And then he says, حَقٌّ وَبَاطِلٌ وَلِكُلِّنْ أَهْلٍ, that there is truth and there is falsehood. And for each of these, there are people who traverse its path. Okay? Don't think that there is a middle path here. Never ever. There is no need middle path. There are two paths and there are people who follow those two paths. Either it is falsehood or it is truth. And in Imam Ali alayhi salam's army and amongst his followers, that was the case. Amongst his ranks, amongst the people that were there, amongst the people who are also amongst the companions of the prophets, there were people who were very truthful, very good, but there were people who, unfortunately, they took the path of falsehood. So it is important to recognize this first, that there are two clear, two clear paths that are separate from one another. There is no third path, and for each of them, there are people who follow, who kind of they hold on to those ideals, whether they are true or they are false. Inshallah, we shall discuss more about this in the coming session. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Sheikh Mukhtar, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Rome, on the program Gate of Knowledge on IRIB English Radio.
وبالكتاب مسدد والنور معنا باب العلوم ومرشد هو آيات الله من نداه أو لبه حين دعاه نال منه الفضل يمنى هو في المحاسن أحمد والوحي رباه.